Herbs in Action, reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
Hello, I'm Joey Jarris. I am a PhD student at Ohio State University. I consider myself a forest ecologist, so I study the way that invasive understory plants interact with native plants and native animals. I'm looking specifically at a plant called garlic mustard, which is super common around Pittsburgh, pretty much common everywhere on the East Coast. When I look at like how deer interact with garlic mustard, how earthworms interact with garlic mustard, so we can build better models to predict how invasive it will be in the future. And the herb that I would like to talk about today is spicebush. So it's a bush, it's not an herb, but it's very delicious. It's one of my favorite plants to forage, and it's also super common around Pittsburgh. So it is an understory bush, one of our most common bushes in kind of the mountainous forests that make up western Pennsylvania. It really prefers more wet environments, and it is absolutely delicious and usable in all four seasons. And so in the winter, you can use the twigs to make tea. In the spring, you can use the leaves also to make tea. The flowers can be used any way you want. But my favorite part is the berries. And so they are a spice, hence the name spicebush. In the summer, you get these little green berries that kind of taste like black pepper. And so you can grind them up and use it just any way you would use black pepper. But over the summer, they start to turn red. And with that red color, they also take on more of a pumpkin pie kind of spice. And so people consider it similar to allspice. And so in my kind of fall cooking, I use it constantly. It goes in apple pie, it goes in pumpkin pie. I'll make tea out of it. Just about anything you could use a kind of a warm spice for, you can substitute for a spice bush. So I don't know of any like very traditional uses or indigenous uses, but it is one of the most common like forage goods today. I'm a forager as well. I teach some culinary classes in Columbus, and it is all the rage. And with foraging it, it's one that I prioritize because it is so common, right? We have to be careful when we're taking things from nature that we're not causing lots of negative impacts, especially for our native plants. But for spicebush, because it is so common and we're only taking the berries, we're not taking the whole plant, we can do it more sustainably and more ethically.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.